Hello, it's Tim here. Chris Skinner has recorded a very special countryside walk just for us listeners at Chatterbox. It's a 15-minute ramble amongst the jackdaws on High Ash Farm. Enjoy.
A very good evening to all my Chatterbox friends. Hello, I'm Chris Skinner from High Ash Farm, and I am a nature lover. I've really stopped being a proper farmer, as you would know it. And it's just after the middle of January. It's early evening. The sun has just set, which triggers off an amazing display here at High Ash Farm. It's a jackdaw roost. At this time of the year, normally, the jackdaws, the rooks, the carrion crows, and some of the magpies which live at the farm here, leave High Ash Farm altogether and set up a roost where they all sleep together on the east side of Norwich at somewhere called Buckenham Fen, quite close to Strumpshaw. And something unusual has happened this year, which is why I'm doing this recording. So, I'm sitting on very damp woodland floor. I'm with my terrible terrier, Rat, who has to be with me everywhere, and he has to be with me all the time. I spend more time with this creature than any other living thing on the planet. Give you an idea. It's normal for Norfolk, they call that. Anyway, the special treat is that the jackdaws that spend some of the day here normally go across the River Yare to roost with all their friends, a communal roost, the largest in Europe. And what is unusual this year is just the jackdaws have returned to the farm. And we have something like 2,500. And they're about to come in to roost above my head. I'm in a small area of woodland. It's called Woodcock Wood. And it was planted on the edge of the main woodland, which is only about 2.5 acres. And I've added an extra acre of oak, some willow, some hawthorn around the edges to make a little hedge. And a few ash trees, some of which have got ash dieback, sadly. But it's dense in here, and it's already dark where I'm sitting. Rat's head is just sticking out of the little cover that I've got him in. And the roost is just starting. The first 50 or so jackdaws are coming above my head. The woodland floor, although it's winter, looks as though there's been a moderately heavy fall of snow. And I'll leave you to guess what that is. It's jackdaw poop, so I know I'm in the right spot. And I'm just going to stay quiet for a second or two, so you can enjoy, if that's the word for it, the sound of the jackdaws coming in above my head. Probably about 150 here now, so you can imagine the crescendo that will happen in the next 15 minutes. Just listen. Probably about 250 here now, and the sky above the trees, about 50 feet up, is covered in black dots. It's almost dark. And for me, this is a treat. It's a kind of celebration because it's the end of the day for these birds. And there's so much about our countryside and the wildlife that we share with what lives on our planet that we don't know. And I think before the end of this century, we'll understand what all these birds are saying to each other. It sounds like gobbledygook to us as I suddenly start speaking to you in another language which you don't understand. But these birds communicate. I think what they've been doing all day, where they've been feeding, who's going out with who, and most of them, even after the middle of January, most of them are paired up. So the ones I can see above me in silhouette form, only 20 feet above my head, are all sitting in their pairs, their breeding pairs. Rat is wriggling and jiggling about. Would you keep still? Varmint. Oh, good, he's covered himself up. Let me just cover him up with this, like, tarpaulin. Hopefully he'll curl up and go to sleep on my lap. Right, I'm going to go quiet again for a few minutes because the main roost is about to happen as the rest of the flock descends into the trees. You get little quiet bits like this just as the others are landing. There, it's gone quiet. Just the hum of traffic from Norwich, which is about 2 miles to my north. Here they come. This will make you smile. I've just been pooped on. And they're just circling the wood, the remainder of the flock. The ones in the trees above me have gone completely quiet. The noise as the jackdaws settle down for the night has almost been deafening. I think a magpie's just spotted us at the far end of the wood. They've got quite good night vision and it gave an alarm, and the jackdaws all perched up in the trees above me now have gone quiet as the magpie issued some sort of alarm. Being members of the same corvid family, they can understand each other, I think. But the trees are absolutely black with jackdaws above me. Almost gone quiet now, which gives me a chance to talk. Rat's curled up on my lap still, been a very good boy. And he has something called fieldcraft, which to some extent I have a little bit of, but he lives in the world of smell, and he can find things hidden up under brambles and under bracken. And he also has an acute sense of smell. Sorry, he has an acute sense of hearing as well. Yes, he does smell rather. But he's being very good at the moment. He seems to know, if I'm doing a recording like this, to be quiet. Anyway, Jackdaw's the smallest member of the Corvid family, in this part of the country anyway. Close to them would be a chough with a long, down-curved red beak and bright blood-red legs. And you'd see those on the west coast of Wales, in hilly areas, and down in Cornwall. Jackdaw's about 13 inches from tip of beak to tip of tail. Next one up would be the rook, about 18 inches. And then the largest, probably about 19 inches, is a carrion crow. And its northern cousin, the hoodie, which is partially sort of white as well. Anyway, they're the main members. And of course you have got the largest one of all, which has given its name to part of our language. So if you're extremely hungry, you're ravenous, and that would be the raven. Crazy late flock of teenagers have just come in. Another 250. Ooh, yuck, I've been pooed upon again. Excellent. Just lovely sound. Tawny owl just beginning to call over in the woodland to my right, the older trees, that part of the woodland with the ivy on them. This is mad. There's no room left in any of these trees above me. There, some of them are touching shoulder to shoulder. And they've come in and they're beginning to go quiet as well. Wonderful. Anyway, I just enjoy sharing some of the evening sounds as it begins to get dark. Such a lovely time of year. 16, 17 minutes of extra daylight in the week ahead. Something to look forward to. And we start to leave the colder weather behind us once we get to February. There's a special name for this time of the year. If you're outside and the sun hits your face and it can just feel the warmth, and it really just applies to the winter month, is called Abricity. I'll try and pronounce it properly. It's called Abricity. I just went quiet because a roe deer was calling way in the distance, a little bit too far. Another group of noisy delinquents are coming in. It's almost pitch dark. Yeah, well over 1,000 birds right above me. It's madness. And that's where I'll leave you. Thank you for listening, Chatterbox friends.